Mayor Karen Sorensen of Banff, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, Rob. How are you?
Good. Yesterday's special council meeting, tell us what you guys decided to do with regards to paid parking.
We received a sufficient petition on August 27th from a number of our residents, and so we had 30 days to respond to that petition. We did call the meeting on September 15th, which was yesterday. It gets a bit complicated, but we had two options: to either call a plebiscite on the petition. My opinion, and I assume the rest of council's opinion because it didn't go that way, was not to call a plebiscite on the petition because the petition was on the trial. Since the trial was well underway and we wouldn't have a plebiscite until after the trial was over, that really, in my mind, wasn't a real option. The second option, which we did follow through on, is to rescind the bylaws that allowed us to do the trial. So that's our only other option when we receive a sufficient petition according to the Municipal Government Act.
You've pushed another meeting 2 weeks from now where you're essentially going to do final reading on that bylaw to rescind the motions then?
And that is certainly my intention, is to do second and third reading on September 29th. I know the BRAP people would have preferred that we did all three readings yesterday. It was possible. We actually have another 30 days to do the second and third reading, so I guess we could have gone as far as Thanksgiving weekend. But my motion was to do the first reading yesterday and then schedule a special meeting on September 29th. My reasoning for that is this trial, as I've always said, is really important. We're trying to collect data. We're surveying visitors as they're here to talk about this idea of user pay parking. And I do not feel at this point we have enough data. The opportunity to have a couple more weeks. We have some really busy weekends coming up in Banff, particularly Melissa's Road Race at the end of September. So I think those weekends are important to continue the trial on. And we also have an opportunity here to have a look at what it looks like during quieter times, which has also been important for me.
Have you been surprised by the vocal opposition to the paid parking trial?
No, I wouldn't say I've been surprised by it. I was pleased yesterday to see a balanced gallery. There were certainly people in the room who have continued to be against the trial and are against paid parking generally. And we certainly had a number of people in the gallery yesterday who supported the trial, supported that council was trying something, and are prepared to give their input into future user pay parking if that's something council even moves forward with.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because, I mean, the bylaw has to do with the paid parking trial, so there's nothing legally stopping you from bringing paid parking back to the table again. If the data does show there was a benefit to the town of Banff, is this something you'd consider doing in this term?
We will receive the data, and we haven't seen it yet. We don't actually know what it's going to say. When we do receive the data, and I expect potentially will be during service review in November that we'll start seeing some of this data, depending on what it says, absolutely, we could look at user pay parking being one of or the solution for our parking challenges in Banff. At the same time, during budget and service review, we're going to be looking at other ideas, such as building a parkade, which we've used the figure a lot, is an $18 million expenditure. We continue conversations with Parks Canada and the federal government about the need for intercept parking. Lots of options that we need to look at, but I would say that this council is committed to looking at the best options we have for improving our parking challenges in town.
If you did bring this back to the table, would you put it to a community vote?
Well, I said yesterday publicly in the meeting that if council considers a user pay parking system in the future, and again, however that might look, I'm certainly personally not opposed to a plebiscite. I never agreed with a plebiscite on the trial because it always has been a trial. But if council considers a user pay parking system in the future, or as I said, any other changes to our transportation system or parking solutions, a vote of the electorate is likely a tool that I could support.
All right, Mayor Karen Sorensen of Banff, thanks for joining me on the show once again.
My pleasure, Rob. Thanks very much.